This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
32 after. SB Nation Radio, Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar. Thank you for being here, being a part of the program. We go to the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. You find him on Twitter at Mark_Normandin. That's Mark with a C. Mark joining us to talk a little Major League Baseball. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Not doing too bad. As you look across the standings in the MLB, and we sort of take a look at how things are shaping up, at least on the American League side of things, Cleveland has a stranglehold there on the Central, but the Kansas City Royals are on fire. Can they do anything that's actually going to catch Cleveland, or is this more about wild card?
It's probably more about the wild card. The Royals are close now, but they've been close a few times this year. You know, they still have weaknesses. The rotation's not great. Mike Moustakas isn't coming back. So it's really a lot of territory to get through in the 6 weeks remaining to them. They're really not far from a wild card spot, and there's enough injuries and concerns for the other teams they're chasing that's really, you know, more realistic for them. So it seemed like just a few weeks ago they were a team you could count out, but, you know, there's still a lot of talent there.
Mark, and a follow-up on that, there's the talent there. And you talk about some injuries with some other teams, but how much of it is also because Kansas City's been there? They've made some run. They've made the postseason runs here recently, and therefore they can put themselves in that mindset.
There's so much turnover. I think it's hard to tell, but you know, it does help to have guys who've been there before and can, you know, kind of keep them going through the rough times. It's one of those things that doesn't hurt to have. And you know, there's been no issues with. There's been nothing coming out of there that, you know, they've given up or anything. So all that kind of intangible stuff, yeah, it hasn't been hurting them so far.
Well, let's go to a team moving in the opposite direction. The San Francisco Giants, you know, expected to be one of the very best teams in baseball, and they still look like they have the talent to do so. They are the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break, 11-24. What is going on by the Bay?
Yeah, the pitching is just not where it needs to be, and it hasn't been all year. It's kind of tough. It's a kind of thing that catches up with you eventually. You go back to 2011 with the Red Sox. You know, that was one of the best lineups of all time they had that year. But they had essentially two starters by the time the second half rolled around, and you know, things just weren't working out. So Madison Bumgarner's really not enough. They have other arms. They just don't have enough. The bullpen didn't get fixed in the way it needed to. They're not doomed by any means. And if they get to the playoffs, they're still very strong with that lineup. And, you know, they can kind of shorten the bullpen and shorten the rotation and push Bumgarner like they have in the past. But they do have to get there first.
It is an interesting fit. The Giants, of course, do have one of the wild card spots as it would stand today. They're only trailing the Dodgers by two games in the NL West. The Dodgers just basically tied a new major league record by putting their 27th player on the DL. When you look at then this situation with both these teams, no matter if one of them or both of them come out of it, can they still contend for the World Series? Or teams like Chicago and even Washington with Strasburg's injury, not expecting to linger, hopefully, too long, can either of the Dodgers or the Giants make things work, or does the Giants' pitching catch up to them, and the Dodgers eventually have put an entire baseball team on the DL?
I think the Giants can still make it work for the reasons I was just talking about. The Dodgers are a little different. They can make it work, but it depends on a few things. They've had 27 players on the DL. They just put two more starters on the disabled list. But all they really need is to have four healthy guys by the time October comes. So if Clayton Kershaw's back, if Rich Hill's blister hasn't given him trouble and he's still around, you know, if Scott Kazmir's neck is fine, Kenta Maeda's still there, Brandon McCarthy, you know, they've got Brett Anderson's on the DL with a blister as well. If they can just get four guys out of that, they have a playoff rotation. You hope it's the one with Kershaw at the front, but everything after that, as long as it's three of others of those, they're probably in good shape.
We're talking with Mark Normandin, SB Nation, talking some MLB with him. Mark, the American League East looks like, well, a typical American League East, to be honest with you. When we look at Toronto, Boston, and Baltimore all battling up there at the top, who do you give the edge to right now?
none of them. It's crazy how similar all these teams are, and What I've been saying for the last few weeks is essentially that the best team might not necessarily be the one who wins the East. It's just whoever's still there at the end. They're so close. The Blue Jays are in this weird position where they're trying to limit Aaron Sanchez's innings, but he's been their best pitcher. The Red Sox are all of a sudden in a situation where they have maybe an extra starter, because Clay Buchholz seems to have recovered his form. But now they don't have room for him in the rotation with Stephen Wright coming back. The Orioles are now down a starter, which they really couldn't afford to be. Chris Tillman's on the DL. They have to go to Ubaldo Jimenez again. Great lineups. It's really hard to pick a favorite. I'd say just because the Orioles are two games back and have less pitching than the other two, they're in a tougher position. But Red Sox and Blue Jays is pretty much a coin flip.
Knowing that those three teams are actually going to be pounding on each other really the rest of the season in their schedule, one of the teams that I've been looking at that might be able to sneak in under the radar has been the Seattle Mariners, who very quietly have put together a pretty solid season. What have you been seeing from them? Do you think that there is a chance that they sneak in and make a little bit of noise in October?
Yeah, Jerry DePoto did a good job this offseason. You know, they didn't make any huge moves necessarily. But a problem with the Mariners in the past has always been, you know, there was enough high-end talent, but there were too many holes. And he did his best job of filling in those holes. So they haven't been sunk by the defense. They haven't been sunk by the pitching. They haven't been sunk by the lineup. And nothing really standing out is incredible, but they've managed to keep from, you know, kind of drowning themselves in awfulness, which has really been a problem for a long time with that team. They've done a good job in season of reworking the bullpen as well. That's definitely a team that can make some noise. They're only a couple games back, so they could easily sneak in if the Tillman situation with the Orioles really, really goes south for them.
Mark Normandin, SB Nation, talking MLB with us. You find him on Twitter at @Mark_Normandin. Mark, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Anytime.
Mark with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out if you could save. Why is it we're always talking about the AL East like this? Every single year. It's just this logjam.
Money, money, money. These are the teams.
I mean, I get it with Boston and New York, but then you add in Baltimore, Toronto spending money.
It's an arms race in that division. It's always an arms race there. If you want to be able to keep up with the Yankees and then the Red Sox, you have to spend. And maybe you can't spend as much as they can spend. But that's a division where you get the big-time cash, and they are always banging up against each other. It is amazing the amount of money that gets spent in that division, and they're usually two, maybe sometimes even three teams coming out of it every year. But the Tillman injury to the Orioles really hurts. That one is really, really tough, seeing as they're probably in it's out of the third spot there out of those three-team logjam. But it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I think I expected, quite frankly, Boston to maybe separate itself, but Toronto keeps hanging in there. They're not letting them pull away.
And then you talked to Mark a little bit about what was going on in the National League West as well between San Francisco and the Dodgers, and especially San Francisco with 11 wins total since the All-Star break, just sliding. And the problem is that the Dodgers haven't taken advantage of it at all.
And neither of these teams have been looking. I mean, they have good records, but as you pointed out, it's terrible. And the Giants still are in command of the top wild card spot. The Dodgers are leading the division. There's a very good chance that these two teams are going to find a way to limp into the playoffs. But as he pointed out, when you get to the postseason, it really is all about the pitching, right? If the Dodgers get Clayton Kershaw back, or if Madison Bumgarner gets right, doesn't even barely matter, it seems, at times, what the other guys on the roster are doing.
How much more fun would this be if the Rockies could just figure out a way to not be the Rockies?
In Denver? Be a lot more fun.
Be a lot more fun.
I don't know how the...
I don't. I'm selfish. I want the team that I go watch to be better. Instead, you've lost two to the Brewers.
And they're 8-13 this month. That's not exactly going to get the job done.
Lost two to the Brewers, which means even if you can pull off a day game today, you still lost two to the Brewers in Milwaukee, despite John Gray doing pretty well for you.
Mid-market teams. Colorado has a disaster of a bullpen. In the meantime, the Kansas City Royals haven't allowed a run in 32 innings.
I know.
Guess what kind of difference that makes?
It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thanks to Mark for joining us again. Mark_Normandin on Twitter if you want to follow him, covering the MLB for SB Nation. 41 after the hour with Sean Drotar. I'm Nate Lundy. Back in a moment.